What's up, podcast? Scorpion Daily again, and I'm actually very excited because today is a two-for-one. I recorded an episode earlier today, very quick, 12 minutes, and now I am doing a second episode. So let's go. Shout out for making content and pushing really hard. I'm very excited. Just a few little quick updates of today. My V-Friends cards came in, well, at least half of them, I think. And if you don't know what V-Friends is, it is an intellectual property. They have a lot of collectibles. They've done collaborations with Macy's, Mattel brand, Squishmallows, and so many other things. They're also an NFT project, so definitely do check it out. V-Friends, V-E-E, friends, all one word. Anyways, just very thankful. Feeling very humbled today. I'm very humbled because today I'm realizing that we are basically the byproduct of what we choose, you know, the decisions that we make. So basically, that was a better way to articulate it. And it's that, you know, things are directly in effect. You know, our life is directly an effect of the choices we make. So that's good news. It's good news because we are in control. You know, at the end of the day, we are the ones who decide what works and what doesn't. If it floats our boat, if it makes us feel okay, if it makes you feel happy inside. You know, do things for yourself and you're in control. I think that's the most liberating thing ever. A lot of people are not in that mindset just yet. I speak to many people every day who, you know, they believe that the government is in control, that the president is in control, that, you know, their parents are in control, or their friends or their family or their boss. They don't feel in control. They don't feel like they, you know, they don't feel liberated yet. And so, yeah, I just want to push that mindset out to everybody. Like, you are in control of your own happiness, of your own success, of everything. Everything that happens in your life, you are in control. So I'm giving you that power back right here, right now, giving it to you. Please take it. I really, really hope that you take it for what it is and really just regain 100% control back into your life. And that includes the good things and the shitty things. Like, if you've got some money in the bank, or if you've got some big accomplishments that have just happened, that was you. You did that. Congratulations. Now pat yourself on the back. That is amazing and that is awesome. On the flip side, anything that's going wrong in your life, any type of negativity or shifts, you know, that are happening, you're in control. So that's just my belief, and hopefully you can take something from that. Now, I just want to go, I guess, like on a little rant, or wouldn't even call it that, but just more of a brain dump, if you will, dumping a lot of these ideas that are in my brain. Lately, I've been pulling back from a lot of my go-getterness. As of lately, I haven't been pushing as hard as I could be. And I was trying to figure out why that is. You know, was I feeling unmotivated? Was I losing some of my discipline? What was it that was making me not go for it as hard as I used to? Because I remember I was like at a level 10 for a while. You know, I was pushing nonstop, grinding daily. And then now I'm just kind of like, don't feel like it, you know, not really pushing as hard, not doing as much. I mean, I'm definitely pushing in certain areas, but I think I lost touch on some other areas. And I definitely went down to like a 30% activity mode when I was like at 75. So I just want to figure that out. How can I change that? How can I put that back to where we were? There's a helicopter flying over, some type of biplane, so I'm getting inside. They still fly biplanes anymore? I'm sure they do. So anyways, going back into it, why did I pull back? Why did I stop pushing? And that's something that I really have to dig deep within myself. I have to ask myself, you know, what was the fear of pushing so hard? Or why did I feel like it was not necessary? That's a big one. That's a really, really big one. So I'm going to say it one more time again. Why did I feel it was not necessary to push harder? I just didn't feel like it was necessary. I didn't feel like it was needed. But I got to ask myself, why? Why did I feel that way? And that's something for myself to dig in deep and really figure out. If I could give you a quick synopsis or just a quick idea, my theory is that I was kind of getting a little afraid of what people thought of me. That's the truth. That's the truth. But I think I've also been that guy who has pushed nonstop that notion of, you know, stop worrying about what other people think. And although it's easier said than done, it is one of those things that's like, you know, how can I get back to it? How can I get back on the wagon of pushing as hard as I was? And how can I unlearn some of those things that I've learned from childhood, which is, you know, what other people think of you is important. You know, your teachers have to think good of you so they can give you good grades and give you good, good reports on your report card, like disciplinary reports. I don't know if you guys struggled with that as a kid, but I always struggled with my disciplinary reports. I always got back an F on discipline. I was considered a very rambunctious child. I was considered just a bad kid overall. They labeled me as the bad one. My grades were fine. I mean, I fucking kicked ass at that shit. And I think that just kind of, it's not because I did anything specifically. I think some of us are born with certain talents and not born in others. You know, I wasn't a very quiet kid. I was very loud and obnoxious. Just like I am now. I was very outspoken and just all over the place, to the point where, you know, certain teachers wanted to put me on drugs and told me that, he needs to take Xanax and chill the fuck out, you know, and I was like a 5-6-year-old kid. So, it's very interesting. And so, yeah, as a kid, as an adult now, I have to unlearn a lot of those things, unlearn the ways of, you know, having to please other people, please the adults. I had to appease them, you know. My parents had to think good of me. They had to think highly of me. The teachers had to think highly of me. The other students, the other kids in the class had to think highly of me. Everybody that I walked around and interacted with, you know, society pushes on you, like, you have to make them like you. You have to, you know, be pleasant and, like, you have to get people on your side and all that stuff. So what I realized very quickly was, as an adult, you don't need that. Especially if you, like, love yourself and you've pleased yourself. I think that's actually the biggest thing to take away from this podcast right here, is the only person that you really have to impress or just be on good terms with is yourself. Everything else is just like secondary. It's a byproduct. I don't need my parents to think highly of me in order for me to go live out my purpose and be driven and go do great things. I don't need that. I don't need to impress them. Right? I need to impress myself. I don't need to impress any other people. None of the people that are role models. I don't need to impress them. The strangers at the corner store, the neighbors across the street, my coworkers, my friends, you know, I don't need for them. Like, it's not necessary. Like, I won't die and give up and, you know, turn into a snail and go into a little shell. I will still live and I will still crush and I will still win. Like, I'm still gonna win whether I have these people on my side or not. And I think that's something that I've worked very hard for, and that's something that all of us need to continue to strive for, which is we only need ourselves on our side. We can actually become great motivators for ourselves. I'm getting motivated right now. I'm getting motivated right this second because I'm talking to you guys, but I'm talking to myself right now. And with this dialogue, with this conversation to myself, I'm saying, dude, you need to go for it. No matter who's got your back or not, as long as you got your own back, you're good. Now, on the flip side, yes, it can be very helpful to build a great, or to have a great support system. It can be very helpful to have people in your corner that have said, hey, I got your back as well. But is it absolutely necessary? I just don't think so. It will, like, look, if you take care of yourself for so long, along the way, it's inevitable. People will start to come and help you out, for sure. 100%. I believe that. Like, if you did community service and you cleaned up the side of the highway, and you're just all the time out there cleaning and cleaning, eventually someone's gonna come along and say, hey, what's up? What are you doing out here? Oh, you know, just want to make sure that, you know, it looks good out here, and you know, I'm tired of all this trash and blah, 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 blah. Eventually somebody will come along and say, you know what? I like your cause. I'm gonna come out and help you 2 days a week. I'm gonna come out and help you when I can. Eventually you'll have 30, 40 people out there cleaning the highway with you. I think that's powerful too. And that works with like anything you're doing, you know? And this is also why I push really hard on developing a sense of purpose, you know, the reasons for why you're doing things, because those reasons translates to a vision that translates to other people when they can also see your vision and follow it easily. It's real easy to work together as a team when you know there's a common goal, when you all know what you're working towards together. So, very exciting stuff. I'm super hyped on that. More than anything, I want you guys to just kind of ponder on that a little bit, because I feel like I move too fast sometimes, just jumping from idea to idea, and that's kind of like ADHD-like symptoms. I don't know if I have it or not. I've never been diagnosed, but I tend to jump around a lot, so there's that. But yeah, I'm just grateful and humbled by everything. I'm thankful to continue to push for more, strive for excellence, continue to do things that are gonna help others. I really, really want to make it a point that, hey, look, I'm doing something for myself, and if you want to come along, let's go. We'll rock and roll together. I've picked up a lot of things along the way, and I will continue to. And let me switch gears a little bit. Let me go into the next thing. The next thing is obsession. Obsession is very powerful. And it's something that all the greats have done in their life. you know, the greatest of all times. If you have a goal, if you have a want, if you have a need, you have a desire, if you have something that you want to accomplish, right? Obsession. Absolute obsession. When you obsessed over something, you tend to get there. Not only do you get there faster than everyone else does. But I feel like without obsession, it doesn't guarantee you a spot at the table. It doesn't guarantee that you'll be there in the mix with all the greats, hanging out, eating, drinking side by side. It doesn't guarantee that if you don't have obsession. With obsession, I feel like no matter your skill level, you guarantee that you'll get there. Now, maybe it's not like the greatest of all time, but like you'll be in the mix. You'll be in and around, and you'll rub elbows with some people. And I think that's super cool. Yeah, it's just what I believe in, like obsession. Obsession, you either got it or you don't. You can definitely learn to be obsessed, and you can definitely be more conscious at being obsessed. Like, maybe I should start thinking more about this kind of stuff. It's interesting. It's a very, very interesting dynamic. So I want you to ponder on that as well. Think about how obsessed you are towards your goals and seeing if your obsession can grow. Could you be more obsessed? Of course, we all could. We can all put in a little more dedication and work. But I feel like the people who are absolutely obsessed are the ones who get the results that they're looking for. And that's just good. Good motivation right there. That's a good mindset, a way of thinking. So anyways, I will leave it on that note because I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to be more and more obsessed every day about the things I want to do. You know, I have big goals, big aspirations. I want to impact people in a really big way. And I think the best way I can do that is just be obsessed with the vision, obsessed with the goal. And a lot of things have already happened. I think I had set goals for myself that had happened, and you know, it's just kind of crazy seeing all that work out. So anyways, I appreciate you guys and your time. I gotta run, I gotta skedaddle. I am going to continue to push and fight for excellence. I'm just going to continue to execute and do. Talking is great. Pushing these ideas are great. Utilizing them is really helpful. But there's nothing that matters more than action and execution. Actually executing on your what you say you're going to do. Nothing more powerful than that. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. It's early, like, it's too early, actually. I'm like a baby at this point, so, we'll just see what happens. I mean, just keep pushing every day. Can't stop, won't stop. Never give up, never what. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you move a little quicker today and get a little bit more dedicated. So, peace out, Girl Scout.